After a 2-month delay, the Academy Awards were finally handed out last night. Nomadland, a film about a woman who finds a fresh start on the road, won Best Picture. Its director, Chloe Zhao, became the first Asian-American woman and just the second woman ever to win Best Director. NPR's pop culture happy hour co-host Aisha Harris watched the ceremony, which was kind of untraditional because of the pandemic. Aisha, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure, lots to talk about, but let's start with Chloe Zhao's acceptance speech when she won Best Director.
This is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves and to hold on to the goodness in each other, no matter how difficult it is to do that.
So this was a historic win, and we should also say that Nomadland's star, Frances McDormand, also won the Oscar for Best Actress. Did you expect the film to do so well?
Nomadland has definitely been building momentum for the last several months, so it was not a surprise to me that it took the top prize. I think people are a little bit more surprised about the Frances McDormand win, in part because she'd won twice already, and there seemed to be a lot of buzz around Viola Davis's performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. But overall, Nomadland winning, I think, was a great moment, and I'm really happy to see it won.
We need to talk about the fact that this year, the Best Picture Award came before the awards for Best Actor and Best Actress. Best Actor was last. Everyone was expecting the Oscar to go to the late Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. But then Anthony Hopkins won instead for The Father, and he wasn't even there, which made for some odd TV, didn't it?
It was very odd, especially when you consider that the ceremony started on such a high note with Regina King strutting into the ceremony. You know, this wasn't unprecedented. The earliest Academy Awards, the Best Picture Award was not the final one of the night. There were other awards that were awarded after. But I think we're all used to ending with the Best Picture being the last film of the night. And so seeing it end where, A, the person who we all thought was going to win, Chadwick Boseman, for his final performance before he passed last year, with him not winning, and then B, the person who did win not even being there. Apparently he was asleep because he was in the UK, and it's,
and
you
even
know,
he didn't
morning.
Expect it.
Right. And so it was so deflating, and it seemed like a sort of cynical ploy. The Academy thought that Chadwick Boseman was going to win, and they could end on this, like, nice, beautiful note, and instead it ended really, really kind of gross.
Yeah. What do you think happened with Chadwick Boseman and why he didn't win?
I don't know why that was the case, but Anthony Hopkins is kind of the establishment in a way. He's also won, like Frances McDormand, before. So I think it probably was a combination of just being familiar with him and wanting to see that performance win.
So to that point, going into this ceremony, the Oscars were being praised, actually, for the diversity of their nominees. Now that the statues have been handed out and we know who won, how do you think they did?
A couple steps forward, a couple steps back. It would have been great to see, for the first time ever, all of the acting categories go to people of color. That didn't happen. But we did see Daniel Kaluuya win in supporting actor for Judas and the Black Messiah. We also saw Yeo Jung-yoon win for Minari. And in the other categories, we also saw Mia Neal and Jamika Wilson become the first Black women to win in the makeup and hairstylist category.
What do you make of the actual show itself? Because of the pandemic, the venue had to switch from the Dolby Theater to Union Station in LA. There weren't any live performances. What do you think about the changes to the ceremony itself?
I think the actual look and aesthetic of it was very cool. I think the way they were able to make the ceremonies feel more intimate and kind of be a throwback to the days when the Academy Awards was more like a banquet, sort of. But I also think the fact that there was no orchestra to play off long speeches, and so it kind of dragged on in some ways. We could have seen shorter acceptance speeches. There was also sometimes, you know, instead of using clips, which I think would have been really useful to see for something like the hair and makeup or even the best song categories to show why they were nominated, that was missing, and I really wish they had done that. But I also think we're in a weird time, and even if it wasn't always successful, it was interesting from beginning to end.
And you make a change, someone's going to be upset about what they didn't or did see. Anyways, one more thought before we go. Best Actress winner Frances McDormand, who we spoke about, she made a plea when Nomadland won Best Picture. Here she is.
Please watch our movie on the largest screen possible, and one day, very, very soon, take everyone you know into a theater, shoulder to shoulder, in that dark space. and watch every film that's represented here tonight.
A reference to the pandemic for sure there. What do you think? Will next year's ceremony be more like the ones we remember, or has the virus sort of permanently shifted the industry in how we do award ceremonies?
I think that they're very hopeful that they will be able to do it in the normal way again next year. But the movie industry is kind of at a crossroads now, and the movie theater industry was already suffering. And I think now there's going to be a huge push to get people back in theaters and to get all of the awards nominees and presenters next year back in the Dolby Theater.
Aisha Harris, co-host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, congratulations to the makers of the documentary Colette, which won an Oscar last night. I spoke with Colette, a 93-year-old Nazi resistance fighter, just a few weeks ago. You can hear that at hereandnow.org.